I could see at once that Nobu was angry. Of course, I imagined he was angry at me for making him spend so much time alone with the minister. Though, to tell the truth, the two of them weren't spending time together any more than a squirrel is spending time with the insects that live in the same tree. Nobu was drumming his fingers on the tabletop, wearing a very cross expression, while the minister stood at the window gazing out at the garden. "All right, minister," Nobu said, when I'd settled myself at the table. "That's enough of watching the bushes grow. Are we supposed to sit here and wait for you all night?" The minister was startled and gave a little bow of apology before coming to take his place on a cushion I'd set out for him. Usually I had difficulty thinking of anything to say to him, but tonight my task was easier since I hadn't seen him in so long. "Minister," I said, "you don't like me anymore?"
"Eh?"
said the minister, who managed to rearrange his features so they showed a look of surprise. "You haven't been to see me in more than a month. Is it because Nobu-san has been unkind and hasn't brought you to Gion as often as he should have?"
"Nobu-san isn't unkind," said the minister.
He blew several breaths up his nose before adding,
"I've asked too much of him already."
"Keeping you away for a month? He certainly is unkind. We have so much to catch up on."
"Yes," Nobu interrupted. "Mostly a lot of drinking."
"My goodness, but Nobu-san is grouchy tonight. Has he been this way all evening? And where are the chairman and Mameha and Pumpkin? Won't they be joining us?"
"The chairman isn't available this evening," Nobu said. "I don't know where the others are. They're your problem, not mine."
In a moment, the door slid back, and two maids entered carrying dinner trays for the men. I did my best to keep them company while they ate, which is to say, I tried for a while to get Nobu to talk, but he wasn't in a talking mood, and then I tried to get the minister to talk. But of course, it would have been easier to get a word or two out of the grilled minnow on his plate. So at length, I gave up and just chattered away about whatever I wanted until I began to feel like an old lady talking to her two dogs. All the while, I poured sake as liberally as I could for both men. Nobu didn't drink much, but the minister held his cup out gratefully every time. Just as the minister was beginning to take on that glassy-eyed look, Nobu, like a man who has just woken up, suddenly put his own cup firmly on the table, wiped his mouth with his napkin, and said,
"All right, minister, that's enough for one evening. It's time for you to be heading home."
"Nobu-san," I said, "I have the impression your guest is just beginning to enjoy himself."
"He's enjoyed himself plenty. We're sending him home early for once, thank heavens. Come on then, minister. Your wife will be grateful."